With the Warriors set to face the Spurs in Game 5 on Tuesday night at Oracle Arena with a 3-1 lead in the series, this Warriors Sound Review listens into the sounds of Game 4.
Let's get engaged, right? Get engaged. We're turning it over. We're not really running back. Like, it's a playoff game. This is what we expected. They're bringing it. We got to bring it.
And comments in the postgame from both Draymond Green and Kevin Durant.
They made some shots tonight, for sure. I thought, you know, we could have been better in our communication, you know. But guys hit shots, you know. They're not going. It's the NBA. It's the playoffs. And the Spurs are known to be a good three-point shooting team. So, you know, they made some shots tonight. So you got to give them credit.
I think, you know, it's tough to get off to a start like that and think you're going to bounce back against a team like that. Nonetheless, there were several plays and, you know, moments throughout the game where we lost that game. It wasn't just the first five. You know, we battled back, cut it to four. I missed the layup, so we had our chances.
Did they do anything differently to just kind of get y'all out of rhythm, a little bit more pressure, something that just stood out?
I think, you know, they definitely pressured a lot, you know, at the start of the game, but we eventually, you know, got through that. But you got to give them a lot of credit. They came out and they probably played with more intensity this game than they did the entire series, and they were able to get a win.
Kevin, the assist totals were low for you guys, relatively speaking, much lower than you like them to be. Why was your offense out of sync? Why were things not?
I did a good job of being physical with us on our movement and taking us out of some of our actions. And you know, and we just don't want to force that stuff, you know, so just try to simplify everything after that, and that got us back into the game. And like I said, just after that, you know, we were down 14. We were down almost 28 points at one point in the game, and, you know, we simplified everything. We ran a lot of pick and roll, and we got some great looks out of that, and, you know, got us back in the game. But, you know, like I said, they made some good shots late in the game, and we missed some good looks as well, and that's the game.
Kevin, to your point about helping the guys get back in the game, how are you kind of determining what to do at that point as far as looking for your shot, getting guys involved, running ISO or pick and roll? How are you guys figuring that out?
Well, I just try to run more pick and rolls. I didn't run any ISOs in the fourth nor in the second half. I just think we just ran more pick and rolls than anything, and I think that's what got us back into it. You know, Draymond playing quarterback in that pocket there and just, you know, orchestrating a lot of stuff out of the pick and roll. They were sending a double in the pick and roll, so a trap, so you drop it off in the pocket, and Draymond made some great decisions that got us back into the game and, you know, rolling to the rim, throwing it to Sean a couple times for some layups. And, you know, like I said, our movement, they did a good job of kind of taking us out of some of that by just being more physical and grabbing and holding. And, we also missed some good looks as well, but, you know, we're seeing something in the pick and roll. We was able to get going and get back into the game.
Shot clock at two. Aldridge has to fire. Oh, he banks it in with the shot clock expiring. Timeout, Warriors.
I mean, it's kind of frustrating. You know, we play great defense and you throw something up like that. You know, four-point game, you want to play great defense, try to get a stop, get out and run. We did everything right. You know, he just made a tough shot. But I wouldn't necessarily say the backbreaker. You know, we still came down. K got an and one. We're still right there. They just made plays down the stretch. But it was definitely a tough shot. But it is what it is. I think, you know, when we played the way we played the entire game, that's kind of where that start catch up to you. You know, you get in such a hole, and then you're playing the right way. You're doing all the right things. You're doing everything you need to get over the hump. You know, one call doesn't go your way, or one bounce doesn't go your way, one shot like that doesn't go your way, and that's where everything catches up to you at. So it's all good.
Also on Sunday, we met a fan of Kevin Durant who is making a name for herself on the court in her own right. Azaree Stevens, recently drafted sixth overall out of UConn by the WNBA's Dallas Wings. She got an opportunity to meet her idol in person, and we talked with her about her appreciation of KD.
I really like his versatility as a player. I also really like just what he stands for as a person and a player. I mean, him leaving OKC and coming to the Warriors, I know that was a lot of fans had a lot to say about that, but he stuck to himself and he did what he had to do, and I resonate with that a lot. He just does what he has to do, and he just is who he is, and he doesn't really care what people think about that. And so I think that's a really important aspect to have as a player and a person as you journey through life, and as you play different teams and you go to different organizations and stuff, you kind of just have to stay true to who you are and block out the haters and what they think.
And with the New Orleans Pelicans awaiting the winner of this series, it's Warriors Spurs Game 5 at Oracle Arena on Tuesday night. This is Warriors Sound.